Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you've watched it. Did you watch the last year when NBA was, the Golden Gate Warriors were right there, and they were playing, I guess, the Cavaliers, I guess it was, yeah. And Cleveland Cavaliers. And you just, you know, Steph was supposed to win. I don't know what it was. You know, you're watching this thing. You're invested. You know, LeBron's already a multi-trillionaire. And I'm not a LeBron fan, I guess. Maybe not. But the fact you just wanted Steph to win.
Yeah.
But until he caught a couple of Mezzanum three-pointers. Like,
it was a very close game.
Is this the same Steph Curry that from, like, last playoffs? There's a lot of pressure on him. As a matter of fact, here's a Steph Curry talking about that pressure, because once you make the most valuable player and you're doing so well, the only place you can go, you can't go any further up if you're already won. I mean, I don't know if we actually showed that, but President Obama took in the team and gave them some time, and they came to D.C., and it was just, but Steph Curry, he's a young Christian man, NBA player, Golden Gate Warrior, and yet he maintains his relationship with God, and he tells us a little bit about that in this interview. As a matter of fact, this is Steph Curry, Golden Gate Warriors.
You can't get lost in the daily routines and the hype of what we do on the floor and forget, you know, why we're here.
Steph Curry is basketball's distinguished sharpshooter, an NBA champion and back-to-back MVP, after becoming the league's first unanimous selection to win the award. His growing acclaim raises expectations.
But it definitely becomes harder to stay at that level because you have a bullseye on your back, you're under a bigger, I guess you call it a bigger microscope, and there's much more scrutiny, criticism, praise, all that you have to deal with.
Steph had to first deal with being overlooked, attending small Davidson College when big universities offered no recruiting interest. NBA scouts then questioned his size and skill set prior to the 2009 draft, before the struggling Golden State Warriors took him with the 7th pick.
Are there days when you come in here and you're thinking, how did I get here?
100%. There are times where I think back to when I was drafted and didn't know exactly the direction we were going, a losing team, and to now where we're playing for championships and have a huge stage to play on every single night we step foot on the floor. So it's an amazing journey and something I'm grateful of the entire journey to get here.
Here is Oracle Arena, home of the Warriors and hub for a rabid national and local fan base.
For a Carolina kid, what makes the Bay Area a great place to play and to pour into?
The Bay Area is so culturally diverse, and there's so many different people from different backgrounds. And it's obviously a beautiful landscape. You got obviously the Bay, you got San Francisco, Oakland. So there's just a lot of variety in a very small space. You can tell the people who live here love it, and they receive us on the basketball floor so well. They support us. They're passionate fans and care about what the Warriors are up to.
A team that's up to being the league's elite, with Steph's signature three-point shot resetting his own NBA record in each of the past three seasons.
What for you is the most important component to your outside shooting?
Consistency with your base and fundamentals. So you look at the greatest shooters in basketball history, not one person shoots like another person. They all have a very unique form, but you know they're the ones that can repeat that form over and over and over again with little change each time, so that they are a more accurate shooter when it's pressure time or when they're open, not open, whatever.
On your release, what are you looking at? Where's your focus?
It's on the rim as I'm shooting. After I shoot, when the ball is halfway up towards the rim, I kind of stare at the ball just to see how it's rotating, see what line it's on. You usually know at that point whether you're going to make it or miss it. And then you lock back on the rim to hopefully see that ball go right through the net.
His scoring skills are on a fast break of their own, quick enough to earn Steph a reputation as the NBA's greatest shooter ever. But of all the shots that the Billboard Wonder treasures, it's the sure shot that anchors his soul.
I've learned well from my parents. They set a very, very high standard of who you are, what you believe, and how Jesus can work through you on a daily basis should be at the forefront, and that should be able to navigate you through whatever, you know, life situation you're in, and to not be ashamed of that.
His dad, Del Curry, played 16 NBA seasons. Growing up in a basketball family gave Steph a nurturing model shared among teammates.
The brotherhood that is on this team runs deep. Now, we know there are a lot of guys that are similar in faith. How does the Christianity, the brotherhood among brothers, play into that?
You ask anybody in their walk of faith, it's all about finding accountability partners and finding people that can encourage you in your walk. Knowing nobody's perfect, we all have very similar, you know, temptations, struggles through our entire walk of faith. So for us and on the court, you know, we all grind and compete on the floor. So why not grind and compete in our spiritual, you know, walk together as well?
The overlap for both player and person becomes intentional.
We have a group chat called the Discipleship Group where we share Bible verses every single day and kind of do a Bible study through text message. You know, every game day, we have 10, 11 guys, you know, show up for the 30-minute Bible study and prayer service. Daily encouragement, that's the biggest thing.
Steph shares encouragement from his platform, donating chemically treated bed nets internationally by every three-pointer he makes with a Nothing But Nets campaign.
How satisfying, Steph, is that for you to be able to impact lives a half a world away?
It's definitely gratifying to know we're saving lives. Malaria is a devastating disease, especially for kids under the age of five. And so families in Africa who are in, you know, malaria prevalent areas, those parents can't protect their young ones from a mosquito bite and the negative effects of malaria, you know, without our help and without these nets. And this isn't an issue that we can eradicate. It's something that's preventable, and we're on that mission.
Steph Curry, the basketball shotsmith, double dribbles his discipleship into the game he plays and into the lives he influences outside of it.
That's the hardest part, how crazy society is and the pace of our life right now. You have to be able to continue to get fed every single day because there are distractions left and right. Find ways to impact people with how you walk, whether you say anything or not, that they can see something that's different about you and how you carry yourself. And that's a follower of Jesus.
So awesome. So awesome. He said you got to continue to get fed
every day.
Single day. Yeah. That's the Golden State Warriors. And you look, in the middle of doing all of that and training and the intensity of that, they still have a relationship with Jesus Christ. They still focus on abiding and hanging out with like-minded believers. And, you know, Jesus can get you through anything. He talks about that quite often. It's so exciting for the light that these sports figures are, the stand up for God, Tim Tebow and others out there. We just want to say thank God, you know, for Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. And maybe they'll do it again this year.
Yes.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.